A bitch from Los Angeles writes the Boss Mac. Now, y'all gonna feel this right here, man. Y'all fucking with me on this one right here, man. And I know y'all probably gonna be like, I don't believe this, but I'm gonna tell you, follow me. A bitch from Los Angeles writes to Boss Mac. She says, Boss Mac, I am a student at Long Beach State and I work at Starbucks. A bitch is on the grind. I was at the metro station the other day and Brian Pumper, the porn star, approached me wearing all white and some so-so Jordans and gave me a business card. He said I had a pretty face and a nice body. He said I looked like money. Then he told me he was a film producer. I told him, I know who you are. Then he said, don't throw away your blessings when they come to you. Then he showed me a huge bankroll. In my mind, I thought, I guess I'm supposed to choose up. LOL. I told him, I see you. And he told me he was picking up his makeup artist. Then he left. Now, on his card, it said you can make from $500 a day to $1,000 an hour. So my question is this. What do I have to do for $500 a day versus $1,000 an hour? And I was wondering about calling back or should I give this card to one of my prostitute friends?
Wow. She thought about it, so shit, she damn near with it. But that's a big difference, though. 500 a day, 1,000 an hour. Like, what's in between?
Okay. I don't know anything about porno prices and the services, the different. But in my imagination, now, I did talk to a couple of porno star bitches. I did talk to one or two of them. And I thought they said some shit about, you know, like, everything have a price. Like, everything, like, if a bitch fucking the ass, that's extra. If she fucking the ass and nut in the ass, that's extra.
They got their little charge.
Yeah, yeah. If you take a dick in the ass and a pussy at the same time, then that's... So I'm imagining maybe $1,000 an hour might be some of that where it's like next 10 level. Niggas stand around you and nut on you simultaneously. Uh-huh. You know, that's that bukkake. Ain't that bukkake? Bukkake. That's drink it. You gotta drink it. That's the bukkake. Okay, you know what's up, Josh. Okay, so $1,000 a day, what's that? I mean, $1,000 an hour shit.
That's probably an EP.
A what?
Double penetration. DP, double penetration.
Double penetration.
Yeah, or that or a gangbang.
Or a gangbang. Okay.
That's crazy. I was talking to my I only know double penetration, by the way, because my manager, I was talking about some gangbang the other day. I was like, yeah, niggas get DP'd. He was like, double penetrated? I'm like, nah, niggas. It's a way different DP. I'm talking about, like, discipline.
Niggas.
Hey, and that's how I learned about double penetration. I'm like, what, nigga?
I ain't gonna lie, man. A lot of these terms, man, I had to look on, you know, I was looking on Pornhub and had to really, like, I see that I don't know a lot of shit, like, you know, all
Pornhub
the terms.
Is funny.
Bukkake, I didn't know, you know, and
I just heard that for the first time right now. That is bukkake, right?
Hey, man. You know, hey, baby girl, shouts out to you for Brian Pumper feeling like he can approach you and offer you some work. You must have some type of potential out there for a real motherfucker like that. Now, I did hear he was broke, but I don't know how valid that is. I don't know shit about Brian Pumper.
Who knows?
I have seen now, back in the days when I used to fuck with Hood Rat Friday, that's when they call it Hood Rat Friday. I don't know what they call it. I don't even use the word Hood Rat no more. But that's what they used to call it. I ain't been to Magic Johnson Friday since, like, 2004, 5, 6, some shit like that. Many years. And then, but when I was there, it used to be, you know, I don't know if it's still like that, so I don't want none of y'all motherfuckers get mad at me and shit. But when I used to go in there back then, it was like all old motherfuckers in there, like old players and raggedy bitches, like a whole lot of bitches with mileage in there that was wishing and hoping. You know what I'm saying? And I see Brian Pumper in there, you know, he be in there with a wife beater on type of nigga being there.
He always got that wife beater.
Yeah, the wife beater with that wife beater on and a whole bunch of jewelry that I wasn't sure if it was real because Fabulous had went up in him about that jewelry not being real. So that's the last time I seen Brian Pumper. But then I seen him doing some videos on Vlad TV talking about porn industry and money. So he probably got something going. Now, I will say this. I'm for any bitch working and getting money. Bitch, work, get money. You know, it's better than being broke.
For sure.
Now, before you go and start fucking for money on camera, know that even though, like, let's say you do the lowest level thing, which is fuck with a condom, and that's maybe $500 a day, maybe, I'm imagining. You know that's a forever thing, like.
No going back from that.
The video is last forever. It's gonna be forever. It's gonna be there for your daughter when she grow up and wanna see it. You feel me? It's gonna be there for your son when he grow up and wanna see it. So if you don't give a fuck about that type of shit, I say go for it. Now, I'm not a hater because I know that Kim Kardashian and Amber, I don't think Amber Rose did a sex tape, but these bitches is cashing out.
It just seemed like she came up the same way, though.
But, yeah, I mean, bitches is cashing out with the lascivious behavior, so I'm not going to shit on. It seemed like being a hoe is working right now, so I'm not going to knock that, but know that. And shouts out, like I said, for Brian Pumper approaching you, offering you a job.
I got a little butt behind her. I need to see a picture or something. Brian Pumper hollering that shit.
He had to believe in that shit, huh?
You feel me?
He had to believe in that shit. You know, I was thinking like, what is, them niggas, they gotta shoot with condoms and shit on now. You know that, right?
Yeah, I heard one of them niggas was giving him AIDS. Who was that?
Nah, he was giving him syphilis.
Oh, syphilis?
The homie said I could get that nigga up in here and interview that nigga.
Bro, what
his name? Marcus.
Mr. Marcus. Yeah.
I seen that nigga at the Dub magazine show. That nigga, I was with bitches and staying away. I was like, damn.
Man, he out here hurting bitches.
Damn, man. Syphilis. That's a cold motherfucker, man. All right. That's crazy shit, bro. But shouts out. Oh, hey. Another thing, bitch. If you thinking about getting a job, like, if you really need a job, you know they got the Uber thing popping. You make about 5 racks a month off Uber.
No, Uber booming.
Uber's popping, man. Uber. I might have to get out there and get a little some of that paper, man, when I ain't doing nothing, man. But I'm going to tell you, before you go selling some pussy on, because it's really selling pussy on video, before you do that, think about your alternative. You know. All right.